So my name's Lydia Arnold from Harper Adams University, and I've been using screencast technology to work with student exemplars. So in most of my classes, I would run at some point a workshop around student exemplars. So gathering past examples of students' work, going through them to assess the strengths and limitations of them in light of the criteria. I did notice in a recent module that a number of people couldn't make the class that covered this material. I thought that was really a problem, because I think students report in the past they get a lot out of working with exemplars. So to try and address the students that couldn't make the class, I decided to create a resource and pop it onto the VLE. So I created a screencast which took the students through a review of the past example of assessment. So I took a past example that was quite good. I annotated it in Word first with the strengths and limitations, particularly in light of the criteria for that assessment. So it wasn't just my own thoughts, it was actually directly related to the criteria, and the language was all sewn together so that actually there was a synergy between the narrative and the criteria. I then recorded as I scrolled through the work and talk to each of the points. Those points weren't really expansive in my notes, they were just really aid memoirs so that I could actually just remember what on earth I was going to be talking about. So I scrolled through the work on screen, talked about the strengths, talked about the limitations, talked about what might have been done differently or better, and then I put that onto the VLE. Students reported that it was watched by those people who were in the workshop, who could make the workshop, as well as those who couldn't. So it was a supplementary resource as well as a replacement resource, although it had only been intended for those students who hadn't managed to make the session. It was used by everybody. They reported that actually hearing the intonation in your voice as you're going through was really important, because they could see what was important, what was less important from tone. And they actually reported that it felt like they were getting an insight into a marker's head. What that really means for me is actually it's about sewing together the assessment criteria, the process of making judgments, and the transparency around that. It was like making the internal conversation of a marker transparent. So three quick tips would be annotate in advance so you can remember what you're going to say. Don't edit once you've actually created the resource, because you'll never get anything done. It'll take forever if you try and perfect it. Just do it and accept the imperfections as you go. And also post the text as well as the video. If you just post the video, students will find it difficult then to keep going back if they want to make annotations. So allow them to download the actual work as well as to watch the video that you've created. They can use the two together.